3, 2, 1.
I'm neutral on the belief of aliens. They may exist, but I don't think they've visited the Earth. But I think UFOs do actually exist, but they are UFOs. They're unidentified flying objects. It's just that I believe they have a natural explanation rather than an alien intelligence. You could say that UFOs are what you are left with when there's no identifiable natural phenomena.
The possibility of life beyond Earth is a fear that has existed for decades. But while there's been no confirmed evidence of alien life, that hasn't stopped people from believing. Speaking to Dr. Stephen Hughes as a lecturer in astrophysics and physics, he shares his personal expertise around alien and UFO-related theories, recognizing the influence pop culture has had on these perceptions.
People are fascinated in the unknown. I think there's a lot of psychology involved. And the reason why I say that, I've read that after the release of the UFO movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which I think was 1978, apparently UFO sightings went up. I think it's by about a factor of two. So people have actually seen things more. So I think a lot does depend on human psychology, that if you really do believe that UFOs come to the Earth, I think that kind of primes you to actually see these things.
When was the first UFO sighting?
I think it was 1947. There were pilots, US pilots, and someone actually saw a cloud. Somehow that got mistranslated as a saucer shape. So that's where the term flying saucer comes from. But actually the original shape was a boomerang shape. So I suppose if it had been accurately reported, we're talking about aliens and flying boomerangs.
And this potential for alien life isn't just a curiosity by conspiracy theorists, but also scientists who are actively searching to explain and solve this age-old question.
I was visiting the park's radio dish. I saw this sort of bank of computers and someone said that's for the SETI project. They're actually listening to all the radio signals that come into the park's radio dish to see if there are any non-random patterns, but none's been found yet.
So what would you say if someone told you they saw an alien? Would you not believe them?
There's all these telescopes, there's webcams. And so if there was a planet like a second Earth and they were blasting out radio and there was radio stations on it and TV stations, that definitely would have been detected by now. So from that point, I think it's known there are not broadcasting civilizations within several light years of the Earth, because if there were, the radio signals would have been picked up by now. And also they would have picked up radio transmissions from the Earth and would have been able to reply. And again, I just emphasize, we really can't get our head around just how immense distances are in space. Anything on the other side of the galaxy, there's no way that could be picked up.
So as technology has evolved, you would think it's increased the chances of finding these life forms outside of Earth. But the sheer distance of space has made this quite a challenge.
If it was a genuine expedition, they would be broadcasting years in advance. They'd be sending signals, we're coming to visit the Earth. This is information about us. This is the planet we come from. And then what would happen? A broadcast would then be transmitted back to the spacecraft and, you know, go in orbit around the Earth, and we'll send a spacecraft to meet you. I think that's the actual reality. Of course, which I've never ever seen in a Hollywood movie.
The science fiction genre itself is notorious for exaggerating space and the idea of aliens to the point where they've actually started shaping expectations of extraterrestrial life as these dangerous and evil creatures that should be feared. But it's important to recognise that these representations are based on fantasy and not on reality, as Stephen also critiques.
The way aliens are portrayed in the media have evil intent, yeah, like Independence Day, and they have tendrils out, or maybe they have green skin, I'm sure. Where maybe it is more accurate would be, you know, those two films, The Day the Earth Stood Still, where the aliens kind of look like humans, so they're more relatable to the human race. And also, just hypothetically, if a big spaceship was detected coming towards the Earth, I think a lot of people's reaction would be, does this have evil intent? And I'm sure the military would get all the missiles ready rather than people saying, hang on a moment, let's not assume the worst. So from the way it's portrayed in pop culture, a lot of people's first reaction would be, they're coming to get us.
Ultimately, we have to consider that if aliens were real, don't you think it's a bit strange we haven't been able to find genuine proof? But it's a thought we shouldn't dismiss. After all, space extends beyond what our minds can even comprehend. So who knows? Maybe we aren't alone after all. This has been Bridie McDermott reporting for 2SER.